James often wondered why his life couldn't be like everyone else's. Doug's family had a new car, a long, low thing with a huge engine and lots of chrome. Doug had talked Sandy into sneaking her transistor radio into school so they could listen to the World Series at lunch. James desperately yearned for a radio like that. James and Pop had a huge old radio from the 1930s. It was about 3 feet tall and 2 feet wide, with a glass dial and ceramic control knobs. When you looked through the back, you could see looped wires and tubes glowing orange. In a way, James liked the monster with its humming and squawking noises, but he wanted to keep up with the world. He imagined owning a radio so small, so portable, that it could fit in his shirt pocket. James stayed away from the group listening to the World Series. He knew he would envy Sandy's radio, and he would be ashamed of himself. Instead, he looked up transistor radio in the school's encyclopedia. But the encyclopedia was too old for the entry to be there.